Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, has won the race to succeed Justin Trudeau as the Prime Minister of Canada. He received a resounding 85% of the vote to be elected as the new leader of Canada's governing Liberal Party. In his farewell speech, the outgoing Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said Canada faced an existential threat from the United States. John Sudworth reports from Ottawa.
One thing has changed, has upended the political landscape, and that, of course, is the election of Donald Trump, his launching of the trade war, his suggestion that he wants Canada to become the 51st state of America, all of which we have heard, of course, Mark Carney reference on the stage tonight. And it is those things that have led the Liberal Party to put their faith in him. They see him as a safe pair of hands, despite his lack of political experience. He's never even been elected an MP, let alone held a cabinet position.
Israel says it's immediately stopping all electricity supplies to Gaza in an effort to increase pressure on Hamas to release the remaining 59 hostages. Israel's energy minister said the government may cut water supplies as well. Hamas described the move as cheap and unacceptable blackmail. Our correspondent John Donison is in Jerusalem.
This will primarily affect the ability to operate desalination plants, which are crucial for providing much needed clean water in Gaza. And the energy minister didn't rule out in the future cutting off water supplies altogether. Now, this comes just a week after Israel started blocking humanitarian aid getting into Gaza, and it's all aimed at ratcheting up pressure on Hamas. It will, though, lead to further accusations that Israel is committing war crimes.
There have been violent clashes with police in the Romanian capital, Bucharest, after the authorities banned the far-right frontrunner, Călin Georgescu, from standing in May's presidential election. The first round of November's presidential poll was annulled over claims of Russian meddling in favour of Mr. Georgescu, who was the unexpected winner. Nick Thorpe reports.
Large crowds of Georgescu supporters gathered in the old town outside the Central Electoral Bureau after its decision was announced. According to a reporter for the BBC at the scene, a hard core of protesters overturned cars and smashed windows. Riot police responded with tear gas and called in reinforcements. Sporadic clashes continued late into the evening. Mr. Georgescu has 24 hours to appeal against his disqualification to Romania's top court.
BBC News. Syria's interim president says he's formed an independent committee to investigate the killing of hundreds of civilians in the coastal provinces of Latakia and Tartus, strongholds of the ousted former president Bashar al-Assad. Ahmed al-Sharaa said the perpetrators would be held responsible. There has been international condemnation of the violence, much of which was carried out by state security forces or pro-government fighters. Lina Sinjab is in Damascus.
His messages came at a time where the country is really worried about the future of Syria. And he, as a gesture as well, he phoned members of the Alawite community who've lost families to give condolences and support. And this is a really crucial time and big test for his government to maintain stability and order and protect all the country and all Syria so that he would be able to accept it locally and internationally.
Jordan says it's agreed with Syria, Turkey and Iraq to step up a campaign against the Islamic State group. The move, which follows a high-level meeting in Amman on Sunday, will involve setting up a joint combat and intelligence mechanism to counter a resurgence of the jihadist group. Ukraine says it's repelled an attack in the Russian region of Kursk, which it occupies, involving Russian special forces travelling through a gas pipeline. Reports say the soldiers were attempting to gain a foothold near the town of Suja. Chad has arrested a journalist it accuses of translating documents detailing operations conducted in Mali by Russian mercenaries. The documents are said to include information on Russia's proxy forces and the Sahel's economy. Mohamed Saleh Al-Hussein's employer, the national broadcaster TeleChad, said his arrest was connected to that of Olivier Monodji, who was detained after writing an article on the inauguration of a Russian cultural centre in the capital.